Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. So seductive. I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl. How do you want it? You gon' back that thing up or should I push up on it? Temperature rising, okay, let's go to the next level. Dance floor jam packed, hot as a tea kettle. I break it down for you now, baby, it's simple. If you be an info, I'll be an info. In a hotel or in the back of the rental, on the beach or in the park, it's whatever you into. Got the magic stick, I'm the love doctor. Hey, your friends teasing you about how I sprung, I got you. When you show me you can work it, baby, no problem, get on top and get to bounce around like a lowrider. I'm a seasoned vet when it comes to this shit. After you work up a sweat, you can play with the stick. I'm trying to explain, baby, the best way I can. I'm melting your mouth, girl, not in your hand.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
I'm on top ride like you're the rodeo. You ain't never heard it sound like this before, cause I ain't never put it down like this. Soon as I come through the door, she get to pulling on my zipper. It's like it's a race who could get undressed quicker. Isn't it ironic how erotic it is to watch them thongs? Had me thinking about that ass after I'm gone. I touched the right spot at the right time. Lights on, a light source, she like it from behind. So seductive, you should see the way she whine. Her hips in slow-mo on the floor when we grind. As long as she ain't stopping, homie, I ain't stopping. Dripping wet with sweat, man, it's on and popping on my champagne campaign. Bottle after bottle is on, and we gon' sip to every bubble and every bottle is gone.
I take you to the candy shop. I let you lick the lollipop. Go ahead, girl, don't you stop. Keep going till you hit the spot. Whoa.
What up, world? It's at KenyaTSC. If you're looking for me on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian. If you're trying to find me on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube. But today, I'm super excited that you guys are kicking off another week right here in the candy shop where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. I'm super excited for another edition of New Music Monday. And coming up at the 3 o'clock hour, the big homie Mike Mo is stepping into the candy shop to discuss his latest project, his Black Lives Matter statement, and so much more. So definitely tell a friend to log in. Now, of course, Team Candy Shop has the latest in fashion, sports, and entertainment. Jay Wright of V Magazine has your entertainment rundown. So log in, blogtalkradio.com/touchaneighbor, or listen to the show on the go, 818-572-2935. To stay plugged in to today's show. Now, as every New Music Monday is filled with so much new music, today we keep the trend flowing. Today's show, as it is dedicated to each and every week, today's show is dedicated to everyone who is winning regardless of the score. I know sometimes we look at the scoreboard and things look a little shaky, but when you can keep the faith and keep smiling and keep declaring that you're going to win anyway in the midst of all of that, you are already winning. So it's only right that we kick off today's show with, of course, DJ Khaled, Beyonce, followed by some new music from Mary J. Blige. It's New Music Monday right here live in the candy shop. And we shine.
Yeah.
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 We the best music.
We the best music.
I worked my whole life for this one.
Yeah.
Another one.
DJ Khaled.
All of this winning, I've been losing my
no plan. I'ma buy it like a bumper car sticker. Better make a smile when you see that bitch pull up. Money don't make me happy, and a fella can't make me fancy. We smiling for a whole nother reason. It's all smiles through all four seasons. Shining, 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 yeah. Through all four seasons, shining, 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 yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind. Oh, hold on, hold on, don't shut up.
Another one. Make a way. One ain't enough, I need two. And that makes the ace with the deuce. Hit a triple-double in the garden. Held on my left wrist like I'm Harden. Switch. Ran to the dealer, boy, twin Mercedes. The European trucks for the twin babies. Don't let me have a son, I'm a fool. Send them to school and on my juice. I want a boy and girl to fight for truth. Whatever God give me, I'm cool. I've been winning so long, it's like alchemy. I've been playing cards with the house money. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. 21 Grammys, I'm a savage nigga. I should even work back with niggas. 12 solo albums, all platinum, nigga. I know y'all ain't out here talking numbers right. I know y'all ain't out here talking summers right. I know you ain't walking around talking down, saying bullshit when you were running right. Plain paddock, then had it. Flooded when I got it from Cali. That was just a thank you for us last year. Next year, gonna have to buy a palace,
shining. Shining, 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 yeah. All of this winning, I've been losing my mind.
New Music Monday in the candy shop.
I know you ain't heard this one.
Must have been crazy to see that you love me. I saw all the signs, but I just couldn't see nothing. I did the time, I crossed the line for you. Cause I can see myself and nobody else but you. Tell me what you're thinking, cause this is what you wanted. Should've been the one to hold me when I got lonely. Every time I think of the life you told to me, make it easy for me to leave.
You left me with a love message. In too deep when I
thank you.
times I wanted to leave but didn't want to be lonely. Can't deny the fact you were my one and only. Love that I would do, only love I do. Now I gotta turn my back cause you didn't realize before this was a real thing. And I just can't deny the fact we don't belong together. Guess it ain't the real thing.
You thought we was a perfect thing. In too deep with her, not always good guys. You had me, should have never questioned that.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Show. It's Sha Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Show.
This is your girl, Ghostchick, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair, and you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
It's New Music Monday here in the Candy Shop, and coming up at 3 o'clock, Mike Mo is making his way into the Candy Shop to discuss his new music and so much more. But it's only right that we kick it off with some amazing new music. That was the latest from DJ Khaled featuring Beyonce and Jay-Z Shining, as well as new music from Auntie Mary, You Plus Me, Love Lesson, right here live in the Candy Shop. I know you ain't heard that. I don't know how your week started off, but you guys know how we kick it off here in the Candy Shop with the Waiting to Exhale moment. Now, whether you had a great weekend. My weekend was really cool. And we're going to get into it in the voices in my head. But maybe your weekend wasn't so good. You didn't get the amount back that you thought you was going to get on your tax when they submitted it. But in the Candy Shop, we got a way to make things better. We call it our Waiting to Exhale moment. It's a breathing technique that I use on a regular basis, as a matter of fact. I had to use it before the show so I can get prepared for the turn up. What you do is you breathe in for 4 seconds, hold it for 5 seconds, and then you exhale absolutely everything inside of you for 6 seconds. Now, the art of it is to, while you inhale, breathe in a new start. While you exhale, push out all the BS. There's no longer a need to wait to exhale. I'm going to take care of the counting, so don't worry about that. Let's go ahead and let it go. So breathe in. 4, 3, 2, 1. Hold it. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now exhale, 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 exhale. Repeat these steps about 2 or 3 more times to yourself, and I promise you, whatever had you frustrated will slowly begin to lose its power. But it's only fair and it's only right that you guys have had the chance to vent, that I get the opportunity to do the same.
You know, me and the voices in my head, we have a lot of things that we always talk about. And some of the things that we talk about, you know, it's like we talk about good weeds, we talk about music, we talk about a lot of different things, we talk about men, we just spend a lot of time, you know what I'm saying? And the voices in my head, they're like my best friends.
We're still celebrating Black History Month here in the Candy Shop because we're still celebrating Black History 365, 24/7 here on today's show. And it's President's Day. I didn't mention it because at this point, I don't want to talk about the president, but I remember a remarkable man that we can discuss at a time like this, President Barack Obama, who is now probably kicked up somewhere relaxing and chilling. And I heard that his memorial in Chicago needs a little money. So we got a lot to do with President Barack Obama still. So definitely keep the president in our prayers. But it gave me the opportunity to look back over his 8-year, 10-year, and it gave me the opportunity to look over this weekend. I had the chance to conduct and participate in a landlord summit here in Atlanta. And what it did was offer information to individuals who were ready to buy and hold homes, like literally get a house, keep it, put somebody in it, rent it, that type of stuff. So they had attorneys there. They talked about evictions. They talked about Section 8. It was definitely a fun-filled day, and I wish I had shared it more with you guys so I could have, we could have shared the conversation opposed to me just sharing this part. But even like President Barack Obama, I'm going to compare my weekend to his 8-year, 10-year. It was a lot of stress. And I won't even say stress, it was a lot of pressure. There were a lot of expectations. There were a lot of obligations that I agreed to. But ultimately, what I think I've seen the president do so very well, and I adapted to and adopted very quickly this weekend, was to accept the responsibility but not the pressure. It's okay to accept the task that's in front of you, but you don't have to accept the anxiety. You don't have to accept the depression. You don't have to accept the feelings of feeling like you're not able to see yourself through or to count yourself out. Don't accept none of that. Accept the task with the possibility that this is another chance for me to shine and be great. Today's show is all about shining and showing love. It's New Music Monday coming up at 3 o'clock. Mike Mo is making his way into the candy shop soon and very soon. Jay Wright of V Magazine has your entertainment rundown, and we have a lot. As for me, I definitely have more new music. This is the voices in my head. It's where we get to be inspirational before we get ratchet. And the turn up may be a little light, but it's always real. Here's new music from the latest album from CeCe Winans, which I absolutely love. Go out and support her. It's called Let Them Fall in Love. It is so amazing. Here's Dancing in the Spirit by CeCe Winans right here live. Thank you.
Oh, the Candy Shop.
CeCe's Wine and CeCe Winer's new album is absolutely amazing. It's called Let Me Let Them Fall in Love. That was Dancing in the Spirit right here live in the Candy Shop. We just wrapped up the Voices in My Head. And accept the responsibility, accept the task, but do not accept the pressure or the anxiety. You don't need it. You don't deserve it. You can get the job done. You will get the job done. That's why you were seeked and searched for and requested, because you are it. Trust me, we're live at the Candy Shop, still celebrating Black History, not month, Black History period, 365. And as we celebrate President's Day, we show love to President Barack Obama from this day forth to bring light to the whole occasion. So on this President's Day from the Candy Shop, President Barack Obama, thank you for absolutely all you've done for this country, for this nation. If you guys haven't done so, go like us on Facebook. Hit us up, facebook.com/KenyaCandyShop. From there, you can find out what's new, what's old, what's coming out, what to expect, and so much more. While you're online, I'm urging you to log on to blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor. From there, you can check out past shows, see who's been in here, who's on the way, and so much more. Now, of course, the Sweet Nothings 52-week self-knowledge journal is coming soon. Of course, the Sweet Nothings website is coming very, very soon. The Ask Pastor Turner segment is coming very, very soon. But also returning really, really soon is the whole entire KKP media gang. Now, I kick off your Monday as conservative as I know how in the Candy Shop. In the past, you've had the opportunity to party with my brother Paisley C. Jackson and crank it with the big homie MC Kid Dupree, and you will again very, very soon. Log on to blogtalkradio.com/MC Kid Dupree to check out past shows of Cranking It with Kid, and blogtalkradio.com/The Paisley Party to check out the Paisley Show with Paisley C. Jackson. And my brothers are coming back really, really soon. Major salute to the sponsors of today's show that make it possible for us to hang out each and every Monday. Of course, B Magazine, BV Apparel, Questlife Promo, DJ Spontaneous, Mastermind Productions, Coming Attraction Promotions, KKP Media, and a host of others. And it's because of you guys, the listeners, who tune in each and every Monday. And to my first-time listeners, welcome to the Candy Shop. I'm super excited. It's New Music Monday, where the show is filled with nothing but new music, great talk. And at the 3 o'clock hour, the big homie Mike Mo is making his way into the Candy Shop as we discuss his new music that he has out right now, as well as his bold and brave Black Lives Matter statement that he recently made. So you guys definitely don't want to miss a moment of it. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchyourneighbor or 818-572-2935 to listen to the show on the go. Coming up next, we got Jay Wright, the editor-in-chief of Z Magazine, stepping into the Candy Shop to get the record straight. You guys heard it in the streets. Now you get to hear it from V with the entertainment rundown right here live in the Candy Shop. But as promised, I have nothing but the hottest new music, and it was a lot of releases over the weekend. Shout out to Tidal and shout out to Fat Joe, Remy Ma, 7th Streeter, and BJ, the Chicago Kid. Here's one of my favorite records off of Fat Joe and Remy Ma's latest album. It's so crazy. And I know you ain't heard this one. Say it loud.
Nah.
808
Ray. I ain't tripping. I mean, your life could change drastically. Facts. Yeah. Women ain't supposed to work. Nah. I respect it, though. I respect it. Supposed to enjoy every minute of your life. Let a man do a man's job.
Yeah.
I know you're feeling type secure. Instagram model. And at night you're moving gold bottles. At times it's like the money and fame is more like drugs. And I'm the dawn of all dawns, plug of all plugs. Being broke and dirty give a woman the chills. Slips you out of a dress, sail right in them heels. Cause you so. Fucking with a nigga that's real. Pink diamonds is dancing like they walking for cancer. Weekends in the Hamptons, waking up to get pampered. Hopping off the phone, touch with the gold clutch. You so up, and niggas mad you chose up. You fucking with a dawn. Fashion week in Greece and Milan. I flood your whole arm with charms. Sweets on the Emirates, turkey bacon and eggs Benedict. Butter croissants, French benefits, mile high.
If you never said your body, tell me all about it. I'm the one that you prefer, your actions tell me all about it. Nobody do it like me, cause you tell me all about it. When no one else excites me, I would tell you all about it.
calling me Revlon, believe I'm worth it. I got a nice set, oh, they perking, see the ass all perfect. He said I shouldn't be working, told me get in my bag, I'm all in my broken. This my wave, I'm surfing. I told him stop, it's hurting. I said nah, but meant yes. I let him put his work in. Alexandra Valtier type shit I purchased. Dion Batista Valley, bitch, Google search it. Now see, my boots is a liar, but my nigga the truth. I'm blasting fire and desire when I'm whipping that coupe. Said in the middle of the winter, shit be missing the roof. He started kissing on my friend, I started kissing the soup.
If you never said a word, your body, tell me all about it. I'm the one that you prefer, your actions, tell me all about it. Nobody do it like me, cause you tell me all about it. Why no one else excites me, I would tell you all about it.
I like the simple things
that you love to bring, but you constantly reject the finer things. And if you walk away from me,
y'all. It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. It's Shaw Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghost Shack, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair, and you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best of believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl down, grab a bite of candy.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop.
And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
Oh, this is your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Ed, this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
Definitely new music Monday. One of my favorite joints off of the latest album from Fat Joe and Remy Ma featuring 7th Street, a BJ the Chicago Kid, Go Crazy. And I know you ain't heard that. It's live here, a new music Monday, right here live in the Candy Shop. Now, you heard it in the streets. Now it's time for you to hear from BJ Wright of B Magazine. You're live in the Candy Shop. How you doing, King? Jay Wright, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you feeling?
What up, KK? What up, Candy Shop? Happy Monday to y'all. It's been a minute. I'm acting like I don't even know how to patch and dispatch and all of that. What's going on?
Can you take a minute to get information? I'm loving the energy. How are you? What's the deal? Welcome home. Welcome home.
Yes, yes. I am feeling like it is sweet home Alabama for me. I am currently on location in Alabama doing a staycation, a little restoration, and pampering. So yeah, I will be back in A later this week so that I can turn around and head down to Mardi Gras in New Orleans. But I'm gonna get me a couple hours in A this week. I feel it.
That is definitely what's up. It has been a lot going on in the entertainment world. There's been a lot going on in the world, period. But what has been going on with Jay Wright? The people have been asking, how are you? How have you been? What's new?
Facts, facts. Oh, everything is everything. Trying to get over, well, you know, we have a little bit of bipolar weather going on, so I feel like it reached out and got me, and I had bronchitis, and ain't nobody got time for that. but yes, also just kind of, you know, building myself. Everybody knows I have a 17-year-old that is getting ready to walk across the stage in May, and see what happens. birthday right before then. And what most people don't know is that he's just recovering from a real crazy accident. Like, his car flipped over twice. And, you know, when you got a teenager and all of that, and they ain't never really been in an accident before on their own, you know, it's kind of a traumatic experience. So just been dealing with that and lifting him up in prayer. And, you know, he's the captain of his varsity basketball team as well. So it's just, you know, keeping that head in the game and finishing this whole high school thing off real strong has been my focal point. But, of course, y'all already know I am so true to this, especially the candy shop.
Right.
Y'all know I hate not being in the candy shop when I'm not in the candy shop. So, but if I'm not in the candy shop, you already know it's handling some B.I. so that I can get back to the candy shop and let y'all know what's going on.
That's right, too. This Black History Month has definitely been one for the books. Always celebrating Black history, always celebrating Black media. You are definitely at the forefront of pushing the support of Blackness, point blank, period. 2017 Black History Month, how has it been for you?
Let me tell you, you know, I love this month, this time of the year when it comes to the candy shop, because you and I, truly, Black history. And I appreciate that. Yeah, for real. Like, I love being a part of the thriving Black history and the up and coming and the growing and the millennial side of Black history. And I'm glad that I got a partner, a writer, that's making this history with me. So I want to salute the candy shop, of course. And of course, salute Kenya the Sweetest Thing for just making strive and, you know, being Black and beautiful at that.
Thank you. Thank you.
But speaking of Black History Month, of course, let's talk about some things that is Black and going down in the entertainment industry or, you know, the sports thing. I just brought up Mardi Gras will be going down later on this week, this weekend, and of course, Fat Tuesday next week. But New Orleans was too lit this weekend for the NBA All-Star Weekend, which, if you've never gotten a chance to attend All-Star Weekend, I know it's probably like Stotlania right now, you know, in this current day, but I always think back to when it was here in Atlanta, and I feel like that was like my sophomore year at Clark Atlanta. When I tell you, it just make you want to ball out. For real, like being there, being in the presence. And yeah, I somehow spent my whole refund check that year. But it actually defined like my look over college and all of that, because before I know it, I was in jerseys and fitted caps and the little headbands and all of that. And, you know, then nobody really kind of was rocking that headband swag like that. And then we brought that thing and really put our stamp on it. So, yes, of course, where there's an all-star, there's a celebrity. And some of our favorites found out that this yes, at the all-star game from B and J and Blue and the Little Two inside. Solange, of course, Anthony Anderson from Blackish, Future, Jeezy, Lil Wayne had a concert and a party, and just a whole bunch of local and national thoughts all around the globe, making it, trying to get their big baller on. And of course, got to take the time to shout out to me another man that is a prominent figure in Black history, Mr. LeBron James, continues to make strides and just show what Black excellence truly is. So, you know,
right.
I can't take I can't talk about like All-Star Weekend without saluting and highlighting that man, of course. And, you know, those that came before him, Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, Magic Johnson, Larry, well, we won't go there with Larry Bird when it been ethnic and things, but Isaiah Thomas, all of that, y'all know who I'm talking about. Y'all know what I mean.
Okay.
yes. Of course, I wasn't in the candy shop last week, but I do have to give a shout out to everybody. somebody that did it big over at the Georgia World Congress Center for the Bonner Brothers, the International Hair Show, which was crazy. It's always packed. It's always a lot of love. It's always like a grind fest because, you know, those are people that are thriving in that industry, and they are there getting a education on, getting some shows, joining different competitions, as well as politicking with like-minded folks and their colleagues. So, yes, I actually was in the hair show this year with the student battle competition. Of course, I want to give a big shout out and lots of love to my team, CEI. We held it down for the barber, the student competition, and everybody did a phenomenal job. I actually had my very first man weave. Right.
Oh,
picture
wow.
that, right? But I.
Oh,
right, yeah, I know,
right? Oh, no. Hey, it makes sense now. Because I was like, where did Jay get this hair from? But hey, who's that?
It's crazy because, like, before they put it on, you know, a lot of folks saw my hair. Of course, we're having practice and rehearsal. But when they put the high top fade on and I walked in, people kind of just was talking to me like, oh, your hair looks nice when you got a cut. No one mentioning that. Like, I got a whole extra high top on. And then, you know, when somebody like the hairdresser will come up and shout out the doctors, love, y'all want y'all a man bun, a man weave, a man beard, any of that newness, he will hook you up. He is over there educating at CEI Hair School as well. But, yeah, he came and brought it up, and they like, oh, my God, I ain't even noticed. So, yeah, and I know that you a little bit of that Facebook Live right before the competition, and I guess I'm seeing that you didn't notice, but I guess it's funny because you get that same reaction oftentimes when you are out hitting the scene, too. I've seen it. I got receipts, like live receipts. People do that.
People are just so dumb. I love it.
So yes. But again, shout out to all of the teams that were in the barber and the student beauty competitions, as well as all of the celebs that showed love at the Bonner Brothers Hair Show, from the Braxtons and I Am Perez, some of the girls from Cutting It and ATL I saw, and Terrence Davidson, of course, who beaten J-Hud's hair into oblivion for her new gig at The Voice in UK or London or one of those. But he actually threw his annual masquerade ball, the hair masquerade, and awarded some folks in the industry, and just, of course, did it big and put on for the industry that he loves so much. So salute to them, and make sure that y'all are at the next installment of the Bonner Brothers Hair Show, which will be hitting the A in August. Make your next movie best move if you wasn't there for real. Like, it is not only empowering on the business sense, on the business sense, but it's kind of something sexy and fly and just different and all of that. So definitely want to also give a shout out to my college homegirl and the winner of America's Next Top Model that year, Eva Marcel, who was on site doing meet and greets and showed us hella love, and also was selling her new glasses line, sunglasses. So make sure y'all check that out and support my boo on all these endeavors that she got going on, because y'all know I love me a black woman and a black man doing it big in on the business sense and just changing up the game and kind of making them silent moves like a G. Oh. Yeah, y'all.
That's true. That's really dope.
Yeah, silent moves. Who knew Future had an album coming out?
Okay.
I mean, is it
and, oh, my God.
Right.
I'm sitting up here right now
right,
as
well.
We speak trying to find tracks to play on the show. When I tell you they had it so guarded, but shout out to Tidal for blessing my life on Friday.
Let me tell you something. KK, ever since you brought Tidal back into my life when it was given that 3 free-month trial period through the McDonald's app,
yes.
I drop it like it's hot monthly now. Like, yeah, no, I just throw it in the bag. Just take it out my account because I got to have it. Like,
me too. I'm like,
I don't know
take
what
it.
I would do. Just take it.
Just
seven.
Get it for $10. Give them $10. It's cool. You deserve it.
Man,
you deserve
it. If y'all don't come get this $10, like, but when I don't see it come out, I'll be like, okay, wait a second now. Somebody better come get this title money.
Okay. That is so crazy. But did they offer you a 4-year to give to somebody on Valentine's Day? Because I got to figure out the simulations for that.
Well, wait a second now. No, they didn't. Well, not that I know of. Maybe I will do some investigation on that as well. And or my favorite radio host in the whole wide world will let me know what the hell's on that, because one thing I know is that.
Okay.
KK
will find the deal. I went crazy. What else do you have for us to entertain me from that,
I'm not going to definitely hold y'all, but make sure that y'all get out there and, of course, support something African-American this week, as you should every week. You have a multitude of options, of course, from the Real Housewives of Atlanta all the way down to one of my favorite shows, which is Vax Scandal and How to Get Away with Murder and Black-ish and just all of the dopeness that you can get your eyes and ears on. I know we are gearing up for the Oscars, which will be happening soon in a couple of weeks. And, just preparing for all that Black win and the memes that are going to go down and just a whole bunch of excitingness that we will see from the Academy Awards. It is also concert season, apparently, so you have a plethora of opportunities to support the Black in that, from Lionel Richie and Mariah Carey all the way to Chance the Rapper, who will be coming for a couple shows here in Atlanta on my birthday, which is sold out, but I have put it into the birthday guy's ear because he know my struggle from last year. He know I'm doing 35 again this year, and he know it should be spent right there with Chance. Like, this is my story, my story, my story. This is my prayer. You also got a chance to catch out Young Future Hendrix, who is touring as well. I believe he will be in the A on May 3rd or May 5th or both of those dates. And the tickets went on sale like Friday, so they sold out too. I don't know that for a fact, but I know that. Get y'all some. Before I go, though, I do want to leave y'all with a sweet treat, of course. And my sweet treat this week is get out there and taste life. Travel more. Go on walks. Get out there and touch a tree. Go sit on a swing set. Take the cheering out for ice cream. Do something that is nostalgic to what they used to do and how we used to be able to get out and really take a bite out of our cities and where we're from, as well as to immerse ourselves in other places, mainly overseas and abroad. I'm just really into awareness and newness and making sure that we are not only appreciating other cultures, but dive ahead and living out loud. So go take a bite out of something new, something fresh, and upgrade yourself. You deserve it, Black folks, and y'all are beautiful, and all of our white folks or Asians or any other race that is listening, get y'all something Black this week, too. I love y'all. I cannot wait to talk to y'all next week live from New Orleans during Mardi Gras. And, of course, you can catch me each and every Monday live and direct with the sweetest thing, Kenya Kardashian. Kenya, the sweetest thing. And of course, shout out to my KKP team, and catch me on the World Wide Web, www.bemagazine.me, where you can find all of the hotness, like, you know, the celebs that hit the Fist Fight screening. Fist Fight is in theaters now with Ice Cube, as well as, like, you know, the lit songs like Jay Ahmad, Forgive Me, and all of that. Social media, I'm trying to get back lit on that too, but definitely holler at us, BE Magazine or Being J Wright, or just hashtag the Candy Shop and say Rundown or these tasty sweet. We'll leave it there.
I definitely appreciate you for hanging out with us each and every Monday here at the Candy Shop. You always make time in spirit, in the physical. We definitely appreciate it. Definitely enjoy the remainder of the show. Be safe. While you're traveling abroad, these United States of America, and we would definitely see you before you take off to New Orleans, and definitely see you next Monday here in the Candy Shop.
You already know. Let me give a shout out and her early happy 30th birthday, Dirty 30, to my, of course, my road dog, my partner in crime, somebody I'm always love, my brother Q, Quintessential Jackson. It is going down. If you have not seen his invite to his party, which will be DJed by DJ Fidel, as well as hosted by T Marie. Make sure y'all get y'all some. Happy early birthday, Q. You turning 30. B.
Okay. Shout out to Q Jackson. I always hold down the Candy Shop, as well as his T Marie radio show. Love you, Jay Wright. See you next Monday.
Love you, KK. I'm going to hold y'all down. Peace.
Make sure you guys support everything B Magazine. Make sure you follow Jay Wright all over social media and stay plugged into the Entertainment Rundown each and every Monday right here live in the Candy Shop. New Music Monday definitely continues, and in a matter of minutes, the big homie Mike Mo is making his way into the Candy Shop. We got to discuss his latest track, Black Lives Matter, Plead the Fifth, his new music, so much more, and how he's balancing being a college student and an entertainer at the same time. I'm labeling him the example for our young black men, and it's only right that we celebrate him here as we continue to celebrate black history and new music. His latest from Trina. We got new music from Trey Songz, as well as new music from Mike Mo. At 3 o'clock, it's the New Music Monday Takeover, right here live in the Candy Shop.
She's a
bad thing, fine as hell, thick as fuck, on my God, I'm that baby, no Caroline, he one time. I want dough. I make these niggas spin it all. I'm no joke.
Oh, fuck you, dog.
Holy shit. This bitch is lit. It's looking like it's about time to fuck it up. No Caroline. Listen up. Don't wanna hear about your horoscope and what the future holds. Shut up, and let's get down to the point where the lights go off and the money gets thrown in the air. Make a bitch wanna say your name while you going hard in it. I scream, I just don't care. I don't want the fame, nigga, I just want the money. The bitch Caroline, that hoe was a dummy. I ain't never laid down with a broke ass nigga. I'm about my money. I'm the baddest bitch from Miami. 305, bullshit. Look at me, no Caroline. So tight, got that comeback, nigga. What's your whole face, mortal combat killer? Stick dick in, I keep it warm, chinchilla. He was acting like a G, I made him turn gorilla. He stalking me, calling me, and I don't answer. He texting me, can I be his private dancer? Ooh, shoulda never get a nigga no pussy. Talking all that shit like a vet. Come to find out the nigga was a rookie. Nah.
I don't want nobody else to chill. I don't want nobody else to chill. Ooh, ah, ah. Nobody else to chill. Ooh, ah, ah.
She like, what's up with me and you? Ooh, ah, ah. What we finna to do? Ooh, ah, ah. Lately I've been giving you some room. Lately I just don't know what to do. Oh, oh, ooh. I don't want nobody else but you. Ooh, ah, ah. I know you don't wanna wait for me. Hey. They say you should stay away from me. Hey. I know you the only bed for me. Pray for me. Gratefully you love me too. Ooh, ah, ah. Know a lot of men would do you bad. Know that I done put you through whatever. I know that you care for me. I know you be there for me. If ever something happened, you so down.
Yeah.
something bigger, that's just the way it goes. Oh, I know a lot of men would do you better. Know that I done put you through whatever. I know that you care for me. I know what you spare for me. I know you won't wait on me forever. Real one, I guess I'm just a fool with a
y'all. It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop. And it's your boy Jay Wright, live and direct in the Candy Shop.
Oh, it's your boy Bobby V. You already know we're kicking it on the Candy Shop. Keep it locked. Let's go.
Ed, this is your girl Maya, and you are now tuned into the Candy Shop. Keep it right here.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's Kenya, the sweetest thing, and welcome to
the Candy Shop.
It's the Sha Santiago. Shout out to y'all. Keep doing your thing.
What's up? It's your girl, Shekinah Joe. Tune in to the Candy Shop.
This is your girl, Ghost Shack, cast member of WeTV's hit show, L.A. Hair. And you are listening to Candy Shop.
Girl Diamond, a.k.a. Miss 32 Slavers, and I'm kicking it with the Candy Shop Radio.
This big fruit of the Queen Diva, your best of believer, and you're listening to the Candy Shop. Girl, down, grab a bite of candy.
It's New Music Monday, and it's my favorite part of the show, the 3 o'clock hour, where we get to highlight our special guests. And I'm super excited to welcome into the Candy Shop the guy that I'm referring to as the example for the black youth. Mike Mo, you're live in the Candy Shop. How you feeling, boss?
Oh, man, what's going on, man? What's going on, Candy Shop? It feel good to be tuned in.
I'm super excited to have you in the building. Before we go any further, I want to go ahead and thank you in advance for an amazing conversation. We got a lot to discuss.
No problem. Let's do it.
It's Black History Month. Now, I had the opportunity to have the Mike Mo experience live at the Music Business Empowerment Conference 2016 last year in the ATL. It's on the way 2017. Shout out to Coming Attraction Promotions on Linda Garrett.
Since hitting
the stage, how has life changed for you? How are you right now? What's going on with Mike Mo?
Man, it's been amazing, man. You know, like you said, triple salute to Miss Arlinda Garrett for making it possible, the NBE Conference 2016. But, you know, being in the industry, it just changed my way of thinking, changed my way, you know what I'm saying, of being an artist as itself. You know, I grew up being an artist ever since NBE Conference 2016. It molded me into being more of an artist and looking at more of the music industry, more on the business side, more than just being a performer.
Now, at what point, because it's one thing when you say, I want to rap, and this is something I love to do, but when did it get to the point where you say, I love entertaining, and this is something that I have to do?
Every time I hit the stage, no matter if I'm in front of 10 people or 10,000 people, it's just the thrill, and it just made me want to go hard every time I'm on stage. So I think that made me take it more serious when I started. And then at the same time, I got, you know what I'm saying, my fans, I got kids, they look up to me. So, you know what I'm saying? And also, I'm a huge inspiration to the black community too, as well. So that makes me, that helps me strive to go hard each and every day.
That's what I'm talking about earlier. We mentioned in the show that you're actually balancing your career and your education. You're currently in college.
Right.
How has the process been so far, trying to get your academic achievements taken care of as well as living out your dream?
Well, you know, it's tough, though, but you know what I'm saying? It's just like I tell everybody, you know what I'm saying? If you're going to do it, you stick through it. Stick through all the way with it. Like, even though I'm in college, I'm going to graduate college, and I'm gonna continue to do what I want to do just to show that I'm not a quitter, you know what I'm saying? And if you start something, you might as well finish it.
That's what I'm talking about. Mike Mo is here live in the Candy Shop. Definitely tell a friend to log in, 818-572-2935, or hit us up online at blogtalkradio.com/touchingneighbor so that you, too, can stay plugged into the Candy Shop. Now, what has been the most rewarding part for you? You have individuals that look up to you. You have individuals that look up to you for the music and for you going to school. What makes it rewarding for you?
What makes it rewarding for me is just tune in to the radio and being able to do interviews with the Candy Shop, tuned in with you,
and also
being able to tour different cities, and you know what I'm saying, and meeting different label executives, meeting different artists as well as who want the same thing out of life that I want, you know what I mean? It just makes it more rewarding. It makes me strive to go even harder.
Now we're in a different age now. We got the chance to see like our Master P's and got the chance to see the Pastor Troy's and the whole process of them come up, but they didn't have social media. Now you get the love and the hate soon as you release it. How are you handling social media at this point in your career now that you are Mike Mo the artist?
Well, you know, so social media plays a big part in the industry as well, too, as being an artist. You got to have this. Your social media has to be popping. Just like you said at the NBE Conference 2016 when you was on the panel, your social media, you got to have that buzz. You got to do what it takes to get that buzz on social media. And it's just like, you know, sometimes you get the hate as well as you get the love on social media. So you just got to know how to deal with both aspects of it. But
that's what I'm talking about. Now, one thing that is very interesting about the music industry is that everybody may appear to be like they're on your team. How are you handling the snakes in the industry so far? Because everybody's not team Mike Mo. Have you had those situations? Has it been gravy so far?
Yeah, you know, as of now, you know, everything been gravy so far. But, you know, over time, the fakes will be exposed. Everything that's done in the dark, it'll come to light eventually. And, you know, we just know how to weed out the snakes. We just know how to weed out all the bad energy and the bad vibes, because it's 2017 now. All we want is positivity around us. You know, money cold. You know what I'm saying? We're taking off, so that's all we want right now.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, you've been doing this for a minute, since 16, been opened up from OJ to Juice Man, a lot of entertainers all over the place. Who inspires you?
Right. Inspires me the most. I have to say, I'm infatuated with Jay-Z Hustle. I love his hustle because not only has he done music, but he invested all the money that he done in his music and other aspects, as far as like in the clothing line and alcohol, and it just goes to show that it's more than one way out. You don't have to just have to subject yourself to just one aspect or one source of income. So that right there, that came an inspiration to me when I seen that, and I watched a lot of interviews. Also Kevin Gates too, his demeanor. So like a lot of artists that I look up to, they inspire me.
Mike Mo is here live in the Candy Shop. It's New Music Monday. Hit us up online, blogtalkradio.com/touchingneighbors. The number to call in and listen on the go, 818-572-2935, to stay plugged in. Now, as an artist, you get a package together. You get the image together. You want people to look at you in a certain way, but sometimes it doesn't work. What has been one of the misconceptions about Mike Mo that you just can't even believe people think?
Well, one, you know, I don't look my age. I look kind of young, So, you know, there are a lot of misconceptions or whatever. And, I've been doing this for years. And so I just want to just keep everything around me the same, you know what I'm saying? And, like, as far as misconceptions, I haven't had much misconception around my career, what I got going on today. So I think besides that, everything's been smooth.
That's what I'm talking about. They just got an ID, Mike, before he get in the club and pop a bottle. That's all. Yeah. We're talking about the music. We got the opportunity to play your record, Plead the Fifth. Before you get out of here, we definitely got to get into the Black Lives Matter record. Let's talk about both of those records. Plead the Fifth, you very grimy, very, very street, very, very straightforward. Mm-hmm. Black Lives Matter, very conscious. You gave the people two different sides of you up front. How does both of these records define your sound as an introduction to who Mike Mo is with this project?
Right, Plead the Fifth is just how, you know what I'm saying, I'm just bringing back what should have been said a long time ago before hip-hop took a turn. Like a lot of people, they're not really hip to what's going on. Like a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, and it's a street side of it, but actually it's a reality side of it too. Like, you don't necessarily have to be from the street to get told on. People get told on every day, as far as in relationships, even if even kids, you know what I'm saying. Like if you did something, you know what I'm saying, you'll get told on. I plead the fifth. And, you know, I'm just bringing it forth to light or whatever in my record, which is as far as the Black Lives Matter. It speaks for itself. Like, it's a lot going on in the country right now that needs to be brought to light, for police brutality, and how we as Black people need to come together and fight this racial inequality. And I'm bringing that force to light too with what you can see on the video that we just shot in. You know, and I'm happy at the outcome that how everything's coming together. So these two records right there defining me as far as being showing both sides. I can be conscious and lyrical, and I can also flow it. And Plead the Fifth shows my flow on my records as well.
That's what I'm talking about. And there's nothing wrong with being diverse, showing the people that there's more to it. Ultimately, with the Grammys just took place, my feelings was hurt when Beyonce didn't take home the Best Album of the Year. But what is the ultimate goal for you? Is it to win awards? Is it to get rich? Is it to stun on those who said you couldn't do it? Ultimately, what is your goal with doing this music?
You know, ultimately, I want to win awards from this. I want to be able to have something to show for my achievements or whatever. And, you know, Beyonce, she didn't win. I feel like she should have won, you know. But, you know, it's how the dice was rolled or whatever. And but also, congratulations on her. She's having twins. You know, I'm happy.
Right.
I'm happy about that.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, the music is out, and people are responding. You're showing your talents. You're showing people who you are. And you're at a point.
Right.
Do you feel accomplishment? Or are you at the point where this ain't even nothing? I got so much work to do.
Right. I do. That's how I feel that way. Absolutely. And next month I'll be performing at South by Southwest 2017. So I feel like that's a huge accomplishment for me. And just yesterday I just left doing the show in Arkansas with the homie Hustle Boy DJ Kane. So I feel like, and I just opened up with Kodak Black too as well.
Wow.
So I just, you know, I feel like I'm moving on along pretty smooth. So I feel like I accomplished a lot in a year and a half.
That's what I'm talking about. Now, I know every day it gets to the point where you have to realize you put yourself in the public to be seen by the people, but every day you don't want to be bothered. How do you handle those days when you just want to be Michael? And not the artist, Mike Mo, you just want to chill out and kick. How do you handle the days when you're discouraged or the days that you don't really want to be an entertainer, you just want to be you?
You know, it's a balance between being both, being Michael and being Mike Mo. You know, I deal with the pressure by, you know, working out, you know, even, or, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe I just want to be to myself. I get in my zone and I write my music. That helps me differentiate between being Michael and Mike Mo, because when it's time for me to be Mike Mo, hey, it's on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Ain't no turning back. But at some point, at some point in my career, I won't be able to go back to being Michael. I'm gonna be Mike Mo all the time. So I'm getting to that point right now. So I don't have to differentiate between the two.
That's what I'm talking about. Now the ladies are interested in knowing, are you dating? And as an artist, being in this game since 16, do you actually believe a relationship can survive in your career field?
Yeah, relationship could. Yeah, I do believe that. You know what I'm saying? I look at a lot of artists' relationship. You know what I'm saying? I believe it's possible as far as, you know, like a Jay-Z and Beyonce relationship, Kevin Gates and Drake relationship. You know, I believe it's possible. It just takes a lot of patience, especially as a man being an artist. A woman, if she's down to hold you down, you know what I'm saying, and be able to be understanding of what's going on in your surroundings. You know it's gonna be fans, know it's gonna be women, know it's gonna be a lot of controversy around that. She could deal with that, and hey, it's gotta be shown. You know what I'm saying? She could say. She could ride all day, but actions speak louder than words, and that go for any relationship.
Right, friendship, platonic, romantic, actions speak louder than words. I'm with you on that. Now, how much of a role does your spirituality play in your career? Because we're in a different space. Everybody, like I said earlier, is not on your team. How much of a role does your spirituality play in the music that you release and the artist that you're trying to be?
I believe it plays a huge part, you know. You know what I'm saying? you know, I'm real religious, whatever. I believe, you know what I'm saying, God got me to the point where I'm at. So I always give him the most praise. Yeah, I give him the most credit for making everything happen for me in my life. So even though I'm saying without God, I wouldn't be here today. So I'm very spiritual when it comes to that. But you know what I'm saying, and I'm really grateful for the team I got, Monaco Entertainment, grateful for the people I have around me. So you know what I'm saying, I'm in high hopes. I got a good spirit about what's going on in my future. So yeah. So I'm real hope.
That's what I'm talking about. Before you get out of here, do you have any regrets? Would you have done anything differently?
Would I have done anything different? To tell the truth, I don't regret nothing. I don't regret nothing
okay.
I did to get here, to get to this point. Because that's what made me who I am today.
True. That's a good look. And that's a good place to be at when you're okay with the journey and the path. That's what I'm talking
right.
about. Mike Mo, it's always a pleasure to run into you. And you get so much love from the family. Shout out to the homegirl, T. Marie of T. Marie Radio Show. She shows your love on Instagram.
Right,
shout out to our Linda Gary. Becoming Attraction Promotion for putting this together. How can the people stay
exactly.
plugged into your movement? What should they be on the lookout for? How can they purchase Plead the Fifth?
They can purchase Plead the Fifth. It's on Apple Music. It's on Tidal. It's on Spotify. Go get that record. It's the hottest thing in the streets right now. Black Lives Matter, the video is on YouTube. It'll be on WorldStar soon. And, if you know, you can follow me and my movement on Instagram and Twitter. Snapchat at I Am Mike Mo. I am MICMOE. Follow my YouTube channel at Money Code ENT. You can follow the website at www.moneycodeent.com. We're going to keep blogging. We're just going to keep it in y'all face, man. Money Code Entertainment, Mike Mo.
That's what I'm talking about. Congratulations in advance on absolutely everything that's headed your way. Definitely a friend of the Candy Shop, so whatever you need from us, consider it done.
Thanks, and I'll be looking forward to seeing you at the Music Business Conference 2017
is on the way. Shout out to Common Attractive Promotions, our Linda Garrett, putting it together, Money Cole. Shout out to you, Mike Mo. Definitely enjoy the remainder of the show, and definitely enjoy the remainder of your Monday.
Exactly. You too.
Shout out to Mike Mo for hanging out with us for this New Music Monday. Definitely support. I consider the kid to be the example. He's in college pursuing his dreams in the music career, in the music business. So definitely make sure you support those who are doing, not even in the right way, but just doing it point blank, period. Shout out to Mike Mo. Shout out to Jay Wright of V Magazine for hanging out with us and kicking off the entertainment rundown. Definitely salute all my listeners, the first time listeners, and everyone who tunes in each and every Monday. Make sure you follow me at Kenya TST on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat, Kenya Kardashian on Facebook, Kenya the Sweetest Thing on YouTube, and tune in to the Candy Shop each and every Monday where real people are dealing with real issues and looking for realistic solutions, because you know that I got you. We are definitely celebrating Black History 365. The party does not end next Monday because it's the last Monday in February. So major salute to all of those who are continuing to push us to be black. Major salute to Mike Mo for this record. Here's Black Lives Matter as we conclude the Candy Shop. I will see you guys next Monday. Shout out to Mike Mo. It's New Music Monday. I know you ain't heard this.
Mike Mo. Black Lives Matter. It really do. When you look at me, tell me what you see. I'm just a young black man trying to make it in America. Ain't we all? Look.
Dear Mr. Officer, please don't shoot me. Cause I ain't did nothing but tell my people the truth about a black man suffering. Going through a lot of shit. Truth be told, didn't give a fuck about politics. Black man killer, black man, y'all loving it. Police killer, black man, y'all cover it. So what the fuck am I supposed to do? We fight back, and I know the truth.
I know
five cops got killed in Dallas. I still stand. Innocent.
free. So when you see me in the street, I know you probably won't speak. But I ain't here to march like they did in the 60s. Cause if you kill me, then you're probably coming with me. And that's a lot of pressure built up on a brother. But I can't let them cops take me from my mother. Kinda like Sean Bell or Oscar Grant. Cause you can be bigger than me, don't let them tell you you can't. I got a voice for the voiceless, hope for the hopeless. You think you're gonna murder me and won't nobody notice? Yeah, it's fucked up, but it works this way. They said protect and to serve, but don't serve this way. Hands up, don't shoot, I gotta work today. Being black in America, my first mistake. That's it. Screaming, all lives matter. This shit is a joke. So I roll my weed up and I continue to smoke.